The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good afternoon. You have joined We the People Radio with Aaron Ryan,
Bill Cundiff,
and Bob Martin.
Oh my gosh, was that smooth or what? Hey, so we're live today.
It's like we did this before
Sunday
one
afternoon.
Time.
Yeah. If you're listening on Sunday afternoon, we're actually not pre-recorded for a change.
Yeah, we can say that now.
Yeah, except our guest still hasn't called in. So, oh, wait, the phone's ringing. There is a God and he likes us.
I'm going to go grab the phone.
Yeah, go get the phone, Bob, just in case. We have a really fun show. We have been trying so hard to bring to you. I really would suggest, even if you're listening to this on an archive, to go to the website, wethepeopleradio.us. You can, at this point, you can click on the Dr. Kate button along the top bar, or you can click on This Week and, you know, catch the program. This is originally being aired on December the 6th, so if you go to the archives, it's the December 6th show. It'll air again in Philadelphia and New Jersey Monday the 7th from 1 to 3. 1 to 3? Yeah, 1 to 3.
If they're hearing 1 to 3 Eastern time.
Yeah, 1 to 3 Eastern time.
If they're hearing this now, wouldn't they know it was December 6th archive?
Well, they would, but if we're playing it again like a year from now, which happens sometimes, you know, people might look and think it was that real day. So.
Oh.
This is one for the archives.
Hey, look, nitpicker. Bill's fired. Yeah, Elizabeth didn't move to Utah.
Yeah.
I killed her and buried her in the
Mr.
back
Wizard.
Of the studio.
That's horrible.
That is horrible, isn't it? You know what? There's been a lot of violence lately, so I guess we're just joining in. This program, I know some people will think, like, why is it so important to expose this woman? Well, you know, we have a lot of these. She's one of many, and I think that the level of information available on this particular lady makes it pretty easy to do, for starters. And it kind of lets you know where a lot of our environmental activism and policy is going, I guess. This gal has shown up in Southern Oregon, actually, weighing in on the Klamath Dams issue. So if you live on the West Coast, it does affect you. If you live on the East Coast, she used to work for Bureau of Indian Affairs, Department of the Interior, all this stuff. And she is likely somebody who may pop up in a Clinton administration if our country was stupid enough to elect another one of those, which hopefully they're not. I guess a year from now we'll know, won't we? So, anyway, we have an expert on Dr. Kate Vandermore. Her name is going to be Ginger Rogers today. She is basically an insider who will be interviewing with us without her real name. However, if you click on the comprehensive Dr. Kate homepage, is what I've titled the little gray bars on the website, you will see 34 links down the left-hand side. There is more information on here than you could probably cover if you spent all of next week looking at it. So this is definitely not just some unnamed person just, you know, bad-mouthing somebody. This is a ton of information, and we just thought it would be easier if someone who knew the topic well could walk you through it, and then you can go do the research for yourself if you'd like to. So that's my my setup on this whole thing. So is Ginger with us?
She is.
Nice. Hello, Ginger.
Hi, good afternoon.
So glad this finally worked. when I got a call like an hour ago, I looked at my phone and I'm like, no, they're not calling me to tell me I have a crisis again. So anyway, we're very glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So I've spoken with you on the phone. So you have Aaron and you have Bill.
Hello, Ginger.
I was going to say something.
Hi.
So she knows she can't see you. Bill was nodding.
I'm going to be Bill today.
Bill will be Bill, and then you also have
okay. Bill was going to be Fred Astaire today.
I know. Wouldn't that have been good?
I'm going to leave that for somebody in the chat room. I'm sure he'll log in later.
Well, we could be singing in the rain. We could go that route because it is raining. Okay, so we're going to follow your lead today. We've got all the documents and stuff on here, obviously, and you can see those too. We also have a chat room up if anybody's got questions. So you can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. There's a brown bar at the top of the page that says click it. So, you know, it's pretty straightforward. Where would you like us to begin on Dear Dr. Kate?
Well, I think I should start by saying maybe we should start this with Once Upon a Time.
There you go.
And Once Upon a Time, and maybe finish it with Follow the Yellow Brick Money Road. So I guess we should start with the Once Upon a Time of how I actually know Dr. Kate Lowe. I call her Kate Lowe, Kate Lady Operator. It stands for Kate Lady Operator.
Yes, that makes sense.
She actually, I am still working within the federal government. She has a long history with the federal government, and she is a very smart lady, very, very crafty, brilliant, and she is extremely loyal to the Clinton administration from which she hails, the Department of Interior. She's not as close, I don't believe she's as close to this administration as she is the Clinton administration, but that in itself should tell a lot to the people out there that are trying to fight these battles, that she's supposed to be helping fight these battles.
Well, anyone who listens to our show on a regular basis, the Clinton administration comes up quite a bit because so many of the bad policies, especially here in the West, that we're laboring under, were either created, solidified, or what do we want to call improved upon to the detriment of the public, but improved upon during the Clinton administration. It always goes back to that. So it's important.
Right.
It's important that somebody from that whole regime is still out there working it, as they say.
So it sounds like she would have maybe something to gain if a certain Democratic person got the green light to be president, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That would be correct.
Okay.
You get a cookie for that one.
Yeah.
she's kind of like a black cloud. You know, everywhere she seems to go, she's bad news for anyone that has any interest in keeping any private lands or private property rights. She's very educated, and she comes across, and she's now, involved in so many different tea parties and web presence and blogs and things.
Well,
that
that's important. And that's important for people to understand. This isn't somebody who is a committed anti-private property rights, environmental lefty who looks like a, you know, committed lefty. This is somebody posing as a, I guess we'd say, a hardcore conservative, because she's hanging around with some really, I don't even know if we call them far right. They're just out there. They went to far right and kept going. Some really, really odd people who have some very scary ideas. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into that, but I'll tell you what, that's worth a read.
Well, you know, I think if you really take the time and go out there and look at her resume, that should, what is that saying? And here's your sign. I think there's a comedian that says,
yeah.
Here's your sign. So, you know, she worked with the BIA. She basically, she co-chaired the American Indian Alaskan Native Task Force on the White House Domestic Policy Council. Again, here's your sign. She contributed to the intergovernmental Clean Water Act plan for coordinating the development of the guidelines for the tribal watershed assessment reports. Here's your sign. She negotiated the Columbia River Inlet fishing sites agreement with the U.S. Corps of Engineers. Basically, it's a complete takeover, federal takeover of private lands and water rights, everything. Just, you know, completely get rid of any of the private rights that anyone would have in any of the areas that she's gone to. You know, there is so much detail I can get into, and we don't have the entire day, but I encourage people to go back to your website. The documents are there. You can see that no one could make this stuff up. There's just no way you could make this stuff up.
No, and a lot of it's in her own words. I mean, these aren't, we haven't linked documents that are, you know, where you basically have to infer. I mean, she actually has weighed in all these different things and written, her own writing is right there.
Yes. She worked for NOAA. She served as a hearing officer for several hearings and implemented the Endangered Species Act on the Central and Western Oregon and Washington areas. So, I mean, I'm really unclear how anyone could think that she could possibly be their friend and trying to help them with their private property rights when she's the leading expert. And there's, if you follow the money, which is the scary part, you know, you think about within the last 20 years, there's some interesting developments in Montana with George Soros and Hans Weiss. They're pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into the state of Montana. And why would they be doing this? There's lots of questions here that you need to follow the money trail.
Right.
What is in Montana? What's going on in Montana? So we have a Flathead Indian Reservation that now has taken over the rights, the CSKT has taken over the rights to the Crow Dam. Why would they want that?
Yeah, no kidding.
What else is on the reservation? What does CSKT do? You know, so they have 13 subsidiaries that has weapons contracts and they're leasing some of this stuff to some of the Turkish entities, which I believe there was a lawsuit that was laughed away and dismissed here not very long ago, back in September, but just the day before the lawsuit was filed, I believe it came out with a foreign German minister talking about how Turkey has developed this contract, even within the CSKT organization, for them to just start developing weapons. And, you know, you hear last night, I know I'm jumping all over the place, so
no,
I'm just doing an outline here for us to get deeper into things, but last night, the President of the United States comes out and says now he is for Turkey defending themselves against, defending their borders against Syria and Russia. So, you know, a lot of people will come back and say, oh, no, they're developing, you know, nuclear for their energy purposes. Well, they're doing more than that, and we have the proof of that. And we're doing it all right here behind the guise and the sovereign nation of an Indian reservation where no one can see behind the walls of, because they don't operate the same way as the rest of the United States and the rest of the government does. We can't see what goes on.
That sovereignty, we can't seem to hang on to our own sovereignty, but they've done a pretty good job.
Yes, they have, haven't they?
You know, it's interesting. People are always talking about that, but it's like, hey, there is a group, by the way, that has, you know, has done a pretty good job of solidifying their sovereignty. The bad part is that walks right past our Constitution, our country, and us and our tax dollars, and can hand things away to foreign governments. We talked about that a little bit, I'm going to say a month ago, maybe. But, okay, when we come back.
This is all why this is. So that's an outline of where this is all going. This is why this person, why Kaitlo is so very important. Okay, she is an operator.
Sure.
Now.
And she basically pulls together federal, you know, water rights and endangered species acts, and then implements these things in favor of the tribes and federal agencies. That's the most important part.
She pretends to be the friend of the other side who's trying to protect this. And you know why she would do that?
Sure.
She does that so she, first of all, that they utilize her services, and then they wind up going broke trying to defend themselves, and they can't. You know, because she's saying she's going to make it happen, and then, you know, oh, she gets her hands slapped, and she can't get it done for them. So not only that, she gets to be on the inside, and she gets to hear what the strategy is.
Exactly.
It's
well,
a win-win.
Well,
it's a win.
Everybody knows that the mole is the most valuable, you know. I mean, you get them on the inside, and she lines it up and then delivers them. We've got to take a really quick break, but there's an email thread, and if you know what link it is, Ginger, I would like to know when we come back, because there's an email thread back and forth between some senators in the state of Montana where one says, hey, you should really check this lady out. She seems to be kind of a spooky character. And the other one says, I am not even going to look. She's our friend. I mean, this is the kind of due diligence that's being done at the state and federal level. So we need to take a really quick break, but we will be back with our friend Ginger Rogers. We're speaking about Dr. Kate Vandemore and her ubiquitousness. She just pops up everywhere.
She just wants to help.
I just love that word.
Yeah.
Anyway, be right back. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me.
The Ginger Rogers theme song there. Nice one, Bob. It's a cute song anyway.
Our guest is on there. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? She has her own song. This afternoon we're actually talking about a much wider subject. The chat room is kind of active today, and people were saying in there that this is just a great example. I think it's a great example of what the left always does. They're patient and they're subversive. I mean, yeah, the conservative guys can be subversive too. But I look at this and the pace of this, the fact that Kate used to work in the Clinton administration and then ingratiates herself to these irrigators up north and, oh, I'm going to bring all my hydrological experience and help you. And does she help them for free? I mean, according to them, I mean, are they paying her or is she just a volunteer?
My understanding is that she has posed as a volunteer. However, she has to have a funding source from somewhere, and I'm sure that she's living a very modest lifestyle to not show, to not out herself. But there's many, many places that she could be receiving her money from, and, you know, that I specifically think that it's very possible that she's receiving her money from George Soros and those groups, because there's a much bigger picture here than Kate Lowe.
Yeah.
Much bigger picture.
Sure. Well, if she can deliver them, you look at what's at stake up there in Montana, for instance, and I know she's weighed in on the Klamath situation, and that's hitting panic mode right now, because the agreements for that deal up there expire at the end of the year. So the Klamath situation is in full tilt, and I know she's weighed in. So there aren't, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like there are a lot of people with all this experience who will pop up to help. And so if she's got nothing but time and is like, hey, you know, I've worked for all these agencies. When you look at her resume, it's fairly thick.
Yeah. Well, okay. So in June of 2014, actually, I think it was almost like 80 years before the enactment of the Indian Reorganization Act. It's like 1934, I think it was. She expressed an interest via an email in participating in the state of Montana's negotiation of that water compact with the United States Department of Interior and the CSKT, the Confederated, Salish and Kootenai Tribes of the Flathead Indian Reservation. So that was a year before. A lot of people don't even know that she did that. So this email to the chair of the Montana legislature, Interim Water Policy Committee, the Compact for Technical Working Group, was sent. I mean, it's all out there. I think even that is on your website now. I think so too. Made sure that you had that too. So,
well, it's interesting, you know, because where did she live prior to all this happening? I mean, has she always been a Montana resident, or did she just kind of parachute in?
She parachuted in. She's been you have to remember she was in D.C. for many years as well. She was. You know, she's spent some time in California and spent some time in Oregon and spent some time in Washington and Washington, D.C. So, yeah, she's, you know, and she's from Tucson, Arizona. I mean, think about all the different places that she's been that make sense and what's happening to the West.
Yeah. With people like this, how can you lose? Well, she worked for a bunch of Indian tribes, if you look at her resume, and nonprofit environmental groups, and that's all in there, and all those Oregon Watch things you sent us.
Well, let's not also forget about Ada Deer. I mean, she,
oh, yes.
You know, she was with the United States Department of Interior, and she worked directly for the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. And she basically was her mentor. She, you know, she represented, and whenever you work as an assistant like that, because I know this is what I do for a living, you are the one. Ada Deer is the one who has the fame, but she's the one who really wrote the policy.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that changed the West.
Yeah,
and Ada Deer gets the credit for it, but it's really Kaitlow that should be getting the credit, if you want to call it credit, for taking away everything that we, you know, our Constitution stands for.
Well,
you know,
she's
people don't realize that whenever you work, you know, whenever you see the heads of state and
sure,
you know, they are basically a puppet, a mouthpiece. There's someone else that has written the materials for them, the legislation for them, and helped them through all of this. They don't do this on their own. They have a very brilliant staff that helps them to do this.
So why did they take her on? Because she had the expertise and was willing to work for them for free, do you think?
I think there's something called, I think it's called Stockholm Principle. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome, where you start to like your captor.
Right, so I think she, you know, expressed her, you know, sympathy and understanding and really understanding because she, you know, had the expertise and she was in there with all those evil doers. And kind of like a Kaiser Sose, I'm starting to think of the movie Usual Suspects.
Yeah, yeah.
She came in and they're desperate. Think about this. They're desperate. They don't have the money to fight the government. So what is she going to do? She's going to come in like an angel and save them all. But she's not saved anyone anywhere she's been.
How many times
give
is
you a list.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times has she done this?
So she was in Washington State, mid Columbia River Basin, check. Southern Oregon, Northern Klamath Basin, check, check. Northern California, Southern Klamath Basin, Wyoming, North Dakota, and now in Montana. And every place she's been, the dark cloud has rained on the people of those great states.
And she's been a major player.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think
if you also think about, too, let's circle back with the Hans Weiss and George Soros, if I can.
Okay.
Think about during her time with the Clinton administration and the position that she was in. When I'm not going to say all the people that I actually saw her communicating with, but I can tell you who was around her office area. You're talking about people like Madeleine Albright and Carol Browner, okay? John Podesta.
Oh, goody.
So these are people that she may have communicated with during the Clinton administration. And you think about John Leschi and Molly McCusick and Bruce Babbitt, and you know, he's a member of the Center for I call it the CAPS board, but Center for American Progress. The people that aren't familiar with that, how far left these people are, and their, you know, interest in federal government takeover, and basically people being nothing more than their puppets.
Yeah, they want it to be the federal government, capital the. We need to take another quick break on that unhappy note. And how about this one? When we, it's okay. We talk about bad subjects all the time. That's why we try to have some fun music.
Talk people off the ledge with our
before
music.
Before our heads explode, we usually take a quick break, and then you know we listen to some fun music and you know some meaningless chatter, and then we get back to at it again. So when we come back, I'd like to know how you. I guess I'm kind of curious how she pays her bills while she's doing all this volunteer work all over the country. So if we have any leads on that, that would be kind of interesting as well. Oh, and for folks, I told you before the last break, all those email things, link 25 on the side of our page. It says email exchange. That was my first clue. And I linked all those emails. It's actually pretty telling when you read along. People don't want to know. It's like they don't want to know the truth. So today we're going to force them to have it.
It's so bad they just look the other way.
Yeah.
Now
you send them the sound file.
I just pray that, you know, there are people listening that really want to make a difference and want to be a part of the difference and not let this happen. And realize that not everyone who appears to be your friend and ally are actually your friend and ally.
Yeah, because we get to talk about what Dr. Kate's been doing as a conservative activist, and I can't wait. I want to talk about the usurpation because I can't stop laughing about it. Anyway, we'll be right back. You are listening to We the People Radio. We are here with our insider, Ginger Rogers, talking about Dr. Kate Vandermore, the ubiquitous Dr. Kate. And we'll be right back. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
That song's double fun, actually. Are we going to have a lot of Dr. Kate theme songs today, Bob? You have a whole list for us?
Lots, yes.
That's fun. All right, so back to the drama. Do we get to talk about the usurpathon now?
Well, didn't we want to talk about how she's financed?
Oh, yeah, okay, do that.
Yeah, let's stay focused here. There's just too much.
I love the usurpathon. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my whole life. Okay. All right, back to how Dr. Kate funds herself. Let's be serious.
If I had to guess, she's probably, there's a lot of deep-pocketed ranchers north of the Flathead Indian Reservation and private foundations that probably, you know, they've cheerleaded some of the other moles around, okay, have cheerleaded for her, so I'm sure that she's got some of her funding that way. She's also, I would almost bet money on the fact that she's financed the Weiss Foundation, which was started by Hans Weiss, as we were talking about, who is tied to George Soros through many, 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 many millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in environmental groups. And they're probably, I guess the Weiss Foundation is one of the main backers of the American Prairie Reserve Project, which is buying out ranches all over Montana. And that right there should be another, and here's your sign.
Mm-hmm.
They are a big contributor to so many environmental groups, and one of which poses a sportsman in order to advance the Democratic Party agenda in Montana. There's over $132 million that he's given just in a few years over, I think, almost 200 liberal groups. And he's one of the board members for the Center for American Progress. So when you put all of that together, you follow that money trail, I believe that Kalo is on that.
Sure, and since she isn't working for a public agency, her finances are private.
Right.
So
right.
She can pretty much get financed wherever she wants.
She may be getting some funding from the Conservation Lands Foundation, which is the former Clinton administration Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt has served on as the board of directors. Very, very possible that she's receiving, funding, because they do fund a lot of people that are out there, you know, protecting their cause. I would assume that it would take a subpoena of her private funding mechanisms in order to be able to determine where her income comes from. But I think her bank account would tell a tale that most people would love to know.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, you can be one thing. I mean, it's one thing to put up a blog and pretend to be this big constitutional conservative and all that, even though your work history, basically she had a hand in writing all the policies that she's helping to actually cement into the, I don't want to say that, like carrying out the policies that they wrote years ago.
That is correct.
Even though on the surface it looks like she's fighting them, I mean, that's just stupid on the face of it. If you wrote policies to basically undermine private property, if that...
Yes, why would you... Yes, I mean, you were the one responsible for writing them.
Sure. Then you go out and you're going to help people fight against those policies? Except for you lose all the time? at some point, you have to kind of call the game.
Yeah. Sooner or later, you got to put a new quarterback in there, because
this one is just not getting it done. Wait
a
second. We know we got that guy from that other team, but now they've never beaten us before, and now we can't win. And he can't connect a pass. Yeah. Big surprise.
Oh, they're connecting them all right.
Well,
she's called an interception.
Whenever you do that, you know, there are rules against that. The fraud, you know, you think about, you know, a football game, that someone threw a football game, right? You know, people go to jail for things like that. So, you know, and there's always a lot of money involved. So why would she be throwing the game here unless there was a lot of money involved?
Sure. And when did she come on the radar? I was looking through her Dr. Kate's blog and all that. That was like 2009.
Yes.
And so,
yes, she's been prepping. You know, if you think about this, this has been going on for quite some time. And you know, the money to getting into Montana, to, you know, wherever there's uranium minerals, the minerals are very key to this entire picture. Okay, it's kind of, go back to Wizard of Oz, don't look at the man behind the curtain. Okay, so they talk about, and you know, they're fighting for water rights for irrigators and, you know, the fishes and these things, and all, you know, under the guise of, oh well, we're trying to be, which is a great cause, okay? Don't get me wrong. When it comes to the environmental side, we want to make sure that we take care of the environment, of course. But they're doing all of these things, but it's all for a different cause, a different reason. They want people away from these Indian reservations, as far away as they can get them. They want the minerals to themselves for other reasons. We are developing the minerals for other countries. There's lots of money involved. We need the water. We need the hydropower plant to enrich uranium. There's a huge picture that people don't know about. They just think it's about their water rights. And she helps them think that. But she also comes back with her blogs and says, you know, talking about how evil this all is. And and the conspiracy theories, so that people think that she's so far right, she's almost a little crazy.
Almost a little crazy?
I'm being kind.
Yeah, can we talk about the Usurpathon again? We should do that at the very end of the show. We'll just drag it out through the whole thing. Because I'll tell you what, if people think that was one of the, I think that was one of the headers on our thing. It was number 32, if I remember correctly. Yes, Dr. Kate, constitutional conservative, wing nut, or deep cover? Because it's got to be one of those. It's nuts. So she. What does she advocate as far as the minerals? Make that case for people, just for folks who are not familiar with all this. We have a lot of people who listen who live in cities and don't deal with water rights and that sort of thing.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? What is...
explain why. Why do people care? Because the people who obviously are farmers and ranchers and that sort of thing, it's imperative for them to figure it out. But for the rest of the people out there, why is this dangerous for them?
Okay, well, okay, so, you know, when we did the outline in the beginning and people were probably going, what is she talking about? So, you know, this is scary stuff, okay? This is really scary stuff. First of all, we can't see. Reminder, we cannot see or privy to what goes on behind the walls of a reservation. So if we are leasing the land of a reservation to foreign governments, Middle Eastern governments, for up to 75 years, and they're taking the water rights away, and they're using the water, they've got the uranium, they've got a corporation that has 13 subsidiaries, for example, in Montana, that does weapons for foreign countries. They've got S&K Logistics Services, who just now received a contract at the Savannah Riverside nuclear facility. So think about that. Think about why that might be a problem for the United States and what might happen as a result of that. Now, I'm not talking about even a total meltdown. I'm talking about maybe something easier. One of those things winds up in the atmosphere, and we have what's called an electromagnetic pulse that shuts down our entire grid. Now, if you don't think that allowing Indian reservations to take over a dam, to have uranium minerals, and have all of this contracted in lease agreements with foreign Middle Eastern entities...
Because there's no requirement, like a regular, if you were a regular citizen and you had a giant amount of acreage, you couldn't make a deal with a foreign government to allow them to take minerals off your property, could you?
No, ma'am, you could not.
But if you're a
sovereign nation.
Because of legislation, that's right, legislation just signed into law by President Obama permitted the leasing of the federal recognized tribal lands to foreign entities.
Uh-huh.
Up to 75 years for business, agricultural, educational, cultural, and religious, listen to me very carefully, religious purposes.
Islam.
Without the United States government over.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, no kidding, our little Allah Akbar friends. Yeah.
And then there has been some discussions at a very high level of national security that has indicated there are over 22 terrorist ISIS training camps within the United States. Now, where would they reside? If you were a training camp...
I'd go to an Indian reservation, based on my recent information from you, because I'd be bothered less there.
That's correct.
Well, actually, I'd be bothered not at all.
Who's confirmed that there's been?
Be holding on. We have to take a really quick break.
I'm like a dog with a bone.
You over there. Be holding on. We will come right back. It's just getting good, huh? See, for all the people who thought, I don't think I care about this. Well,
yeah, you better.
What do they know? And the Usurpathon is still to come. join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We will be right back.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces.
lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I've got proof.
That's a good one, all except for the lovely part. I did post a picture of her online, so people can judge for themselves. Huh. All right, Ginger, how do we want to finish up the top of this first hour? And what do we want to bait them with for the second hour?
I think we should talk about a serpent. So,
I like it.
A serpent, a.k.a. you circus honor. So, you know, there's... I believe you've spoken about the Montana Cowgirl blog in the past.
Yeah.
And she... Let's just say she. Montana Cowgirl blog is created to help Kate Lowe's agenda. And she has indicated that basically she's, you know, one of these that would revolt against the government and all the things that the right, the very far right Tea Party conspiracy theorists, people like that that are really knowing that things are going on, but they're called conspiracy theorists, would just embrace her and give her more money. This is another group that it makes me sad to say that they're following Kate Lowe's footsteps, thinking that she is the savior when she is, in fact, the devil wearing Prada.
Yeah, she's gonna deliver them. I mean,
she's going to deliver them right.
Yeah.
Right into hell in a handbasket.
Well, it's interesting because there's a guy in the conservative activism universe who actually I think is a knucklehead, and this just confirmed it. But he sent out a thing praising her Revolution Radio. Oh, you've got to listen to her. She's great, constitutional conservative. And I thought, you're an idiot. I mean, where's your vetting process?
You know, the sad thing is they just haven't done their homework, and they haven't been where I've been. Okay, I didn't work for the left. I still don't work for the left, but I do work for the federal government. So I know exactly where she is. And I know exactly what she's doing, and none of us are going to benefit from this. Big money will benefit, George Soros will benefit, and those that are trying to turn us into socialist, one-world government society will be the ones that benefit. And it's so sad that people are so desperate to believe in someone that they have fallen into the devil's trap.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, just to back up a little bit, Ginger, you had said earlier that there were 22 terrorist training camps that were possibly on Indian ground. What, and are there any federal agencies that can confirm that is true? And what agencies are actually looking
into
that?
They're not going to do that for the obvious reasons of national security. The things that I'm telling you, I should probably, some of the things not be telling you. But, you know, it is in our best interest, all of us, to be aware of what's going on. However, in order for them to, if they intend to catch them, If the federal agency is not compromised, in some instances they are, in some instances they are not, which should also concern you, but they do know. I can tell you this, they know they're there, whether they plan to do something. We are the United States of America. We are a free country so far to date. So people can do things, okay, as long as they're not hitting someone.
So what I hear you saying...
They are being watched. I can tell you they are being watched.
Right. So with our current administration, nothing's going to be done.
Who loves them.
Yeah, nothing will be done, even if they do know about them, probably until something bad happens. Would that be safe to assume? Yeah.
That's correct.
Wow. I feel safe.
That's super comforting.
Yeah.
I am the type of person that would never want to hurt someone else. But when you have someone that disguises and pretends to be something they're not, that's hurting someone else. And that's hurting lots of someone else's. And it's hurting our constitutional rights for the United States of America.
This is why I
have chosen to have this discussion today and make sure that this gets out there, because people are so unaware, and it's hurting everyone. But it's hurting everyone. It's not just, they don't understand. It's not just hurting them and their water rights.
Right, right. It's not just the folks in Montana. This is a much
everybody.
Wider issue.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a whole nother hour with Miss Ginger, and we will get to the usurpathon. And you should really stay for that, because that's going to be super fun. But we'll have some dire news mixed in for those of you who need that. And all the good juicy stuff on Dr. Kate. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second hour of We the People.
Hey, good to see you.
That was Fox News.
It's here, yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, they always say that, don't they?
Good to see you. Yeah.
It's almost like take off.
Yeah, take care.
Take care.
Yeah, or take off.
That's take off.
Yeah.
Be holding on.
Yeah, be holding on.
Yeah, you be holding on over there.
All right. If you missed the first hour, I'm sorry. You should listen to it, because we can't possibly recap the whole thing. There's too much. But we are unmasking, I guess we'll call it, one of the fairly prominent activists up in Montana at the moment, who has been lots of other places. Her name is Dr. Kate Vandermore, and she is pretending, basically, to use her expertise as a hydrologist and a former federal government employee to help the people in Montana with their water rights issues. And they have a couple of dams that have just been transferred to an Indian tribe, and they've got all sorts of things going on. So the folks up there think that she is the expert come to save them. However, we are learning from our inside track here, Ginger Rogers, that Dr. Kate's actually pretending all of that stuff. And I think there's some pretty good documentation. I mean, don't take our word for it or her word for it. Go on there. I don't think I've ever had this many links in one program. There are probably, I think there are 34 extra pages besides the page from today that link you to actual documents. Many of them Dr. Kate has drafted.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of hard to deny that.
Yeah, don't take our word for it.
Yeah. Take her word for it. She wouldn't lie.
Well, actually, documents of meetings and, you know, all that stuff. It's right there. It's all sitting there.
Well, did you ever read the emails that, from the senators, or
yeah, I did read the emails, but okay. Ginger, are you familiar enough with those emails between the senators in Montana to give a synopsis of that?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. I apologize.
Sorry, I know you're doing two things at once there. I just was going to say that whole email exchange, where that was going back and forth between these senators. Are you familiar enough with their whole? I don't know these folks. Do you?
Do I what?
Do you know these senators? Do you know what the, like, any backstory on those folks?
No, I really don't. I'm sorry to say, when it comes to the federal, yes. When it comes to the local Montana ones, no, I do not.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I do not know these folks either. These particular people, but the gist of it is the one senator was in an email chain with two others, and said, "Gosh, you know, I've read this lady's blog and looked at some of her stuff online, and she seems to be really extreme and a little bit kind of on the crazy side." And the other one's like, "I'm not even going to look at it." It was a lady. I can't get her name right at the moment. It's on the site. But the lady senator, she says, "Well, I'm not even going to look. Kate's our friend, and she's helping us." And that seems to be the way she has gained so much access.
Well, I mean, you know, so some of it, you have to wonder about the senator, and you have to wonder about their staff. Because, as I said before, a lot of times they're led, they are led by their staff. They, you know, in their defense, they can't possibly know everything about everybody, can
sure,
they?
Sure, exactly.
So they get what's called an op-ed done for them before they go into meetings, before, you know, they're given speeches, okay? They have maybe 5 minutes, if they're lucky, to review a speech before they go on stage to do the speech. And that speech has been written by, and the information on an op-ed has been written by, their staff. So if their staff has been one of two things, either didn't really care to really do the homework, or, you know, they are themselves the mole, then that senator or that representative, they're at the mercy of the staff that works for them. So a lot of times, if they don't know, then they've taken the word of someone they think they can trust. Just like she said, "I don't need to look at it. We trust her."
Yeah.
So, but if she just would take the time and look back and start doing the investigation, then she will find.
Yeah, because when you start looking at just her own, well, the whole Revolution Radio and all that stuff is all basically a big Obama birther site, right? That's kind of the gist of it all.
That's it, and you know, you're talking about now the what everybody wants to hear. You know, they plan to try to overthrow the government and arrest President Obama. So, again, what do you think she's doing? Think about it. I'm going to ask you the question. What is it that you think that she's doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think she's trying to play hardcore right wing.
Right. And also pulling all of these people together.
Right.
Not only testing her and then giving her more money, but then leading them down a path of no return and no ability to really make that happen.
Right. And
they can't make that happen. It won't happen.
Well, yeah. I think there's a little self-importance going on there too. I mean, she's going to get a position with the Clinton administration if she wins the election. I mean, she'll be front and center, and then we're really going to pay hell.
Yes, and then she's, you know, here's the sad thing, that once again, she's laughing at every conservative and Tea Party person that she has convinced that she is this person.
You don't go from doing all the stuff she did. You can't. You couldn't be part of the Clinton machine, especially under Babbitt. Oh my gosh! And then, you know, you're this really
magically
you're this solid conservative. I mean, that's kind of bizarre. Hey, and I did find the emails I was looking for. It was not under the link that I thought, not the one labeled emails. It's 32, link number 32, and that is the one that says Dr. Kate Conservative, Wingnut or Deep Cover. And the email, or the senator in the email is Jennifer Fielder. And she's the one who just doesn't even want to look at Dr. Kate's blog because she thinks she's fabulous. Which I just thought was, you know, and that's what happens. That's how people like this get one over on everybody. We have Jack in Crescent Mills who's on the line, has a question for, whoops. He's on a fuzzy line, apparently. Jack?
Hey.
There you go.
Hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, my question to her is, and from what I've been listening here, are we operating under the Delphi technique, Rand Corporation, Delphi technique, telling everybody a bunch of goodies and then doing exactly what they already had planned?
I think it's even better than that. Ginger, are you familiar with that, the Delphi technique, where they basically get everybody in a room? That's how they do our public meetings here. Get everybody in a room and give them a bunch of markers, and we're all going to have consensus.
Yeah, it is, but it's actually much bigger than that. It's a much larger chess game with more chess pieces than you can imagine, and it's actually very scary where this is all going. And you know, when you work within the deep bowels of the federal government, you are learned that there are some people that are on a need to know basis, and they are asked to carry out a specific task based on their specific skill set, and they don't even always know why they're doing what they've been asked to do, but they're so brilliant at their job, they do it very well. This is one that will make it to the very top of the administration if Hillary Clinton does win, and maybe even if Jeb Bush does.
Yeah, she'll pop back. She will pop back into that role because she's delivered the goods from all these.
She has
all these places,
and she knows. She is one of the ones that wasn't just a need-to-know basis. She knew the big picture before anyone else did, and this is how she's been able to operate and do what she does, is because she knew, and she knows the big picture.
Is she actually officially on a payroll right now that can be substantiated?
You would have to subpoena that information. Someone would have to subpoena that information, and then it would still be difficult, and I'm sure she's listening. So
oh, yeah.
She may be hiding that money even deeper now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, forewarned is forearmed.
Well, they make those mattresses now that are like 18 inches thick.
You may go to her backyard and find a large coffee can full of money.
Yeah.
Because we all know that's the best place to keep it these days. So I hope that answers your question, Jack, before we wander off.
This is for you. I sent you an email that you can probably look at later, but it's BLM destroying ranches by fire, feds burning cows alive, torching homes, imprisoning ranchers. And check your email. I sent it to your We the People and Aaron at Aaron.
Okay.
So
I will.
You might want to take a look at that and watch the
video. Speaking of emails, I think it would be prudent if there's a possibility to FOIA request good luck. Emails in Hillary's email chain.
You know, it's so funny. We were talking about that in the chat room. Somebody said, "Hey, I wonder if she's on Hillary Clinton's email list." Wouldn't that be fun?
Kate, though, does go by several names. So that'd be very difficult. You know, your FOIA request would have to try to figure out every name that she goes by.
Oh, interesting. Let's see. We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I'm dying to know the names. That's very curious. Thanks a million, Jack. Enjoy the universe up there in Crescent Mills. You guys probably getting some weather, because we are too. It's nice. It's finally winter. So we will be right back with you. You are listening to We the People Radio. We are unmasking the we'll just call her the amazing Dr. Kate. The amazing part is how she pretends to be a conservative. And we hope you will go to the website and look at all the information posted there. Please don't take our word for it. Do your own homework. That's wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart. Give a damn's busted. I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, 'cause I need to know.
We always have a need to know. We are the home of We Need to Know. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We are here with Ginger Rogers, who is visiting us from some undisclosed location.
Underground bunker. Come on.
And we should make it sound more fun than that, though.
It's dark here. It's really dark here. I don't have any windows.
There you go.
Just keep that oil lamp well supplied.
Don't eat all the bread, because that's all you're getting.
Okay. So we talk about Dr. K going by different names.
Yeah, what's up with that?
FOIA request. Well, you know, I mean, if you think about all the different ways, Dr. K, okay, Kathy, Catherine, Dr. Catherine, possibly even cowgirl. cowgirl at times. There's many, many different names that she goes by.
So it would really make it tough to do a FOIA request for somebody if you don't hit it just right. You're not going
to
get what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Or at least you're not going to get all the information.
Right, right. But, I mean, you could try. It's worth a shot anyway.
But I'm sure that's not why she does that.
No, I'm positive that's not why she does it.
No, she wouldn't possibly do it.
Well, it's interesting because I did a little, I just searched it. I just, you know, went online and just did a little search, Dr. Kate Vandermore. And it was interesting because I came up with this Ed Berry, a guy named EdBerry.com, and he's writing that that Dr. Kate doesn't understand the Flathead Irrigation and Power Project, and that she's mistaken about these things, and that she has destroyed her credibility because she's asserting things that aren't true. His commentary, it's kind of funny, because if she was the original or at least had a hand in the architecture of the basic policy that this all is using, what's the likelihood that she's super confused about this and that she's getting all the facts incorrect?
She's not super confused. Ed Berry is a knowledgeable man, but he, once again, has not taken the time to go back through history. And it's very difficult to do, for a lot of people, to really go back and do the research, or they don't take the time to do the research. But whenever you start looking at the documents that I have provided, and of course, you know, I've had other people pull some things for me as well. I, you know, couldn't do it all myself either. But the information is all out there. It's all out there where you can find it.
Yeah, because I thought
this is what's so funny is you laugh. I mean, I have to laugh because, you know, if you just take the time, this is the thing that upsets me the most. She's laughing at everyone who's not taken the time to figure out who she really is.
Well, hopefully if we can get the word out, people can go to the website now. There's so much of it in one spot. They can just kind of follow along for a little bit and read the information and
if they think she's
realize,
great, read this and then prove it to yourself.
Yeah, and then find something that
because it's interesting.
Claims it.
This guy says the fact is Dr. Kate is wrong about almost every claim she has made. Okay, the likelihood of that is, especially if this is her field and has been her field for years, it's unlikely she'd be wrong that much. He says at the end of the day, she'll go home to Arizona with Montana money in her purse, primed to find others who will pay her to tell them what they want to hear. And the Montanans who believed her will be poorer.
Well, then he's right about that.
And so that's totally
correct.
Right
about that.
But the idea that she would be wrong because she is ignorant of the facts.
No,
that's
she's wrong.
The part where she's got them all smoked.
That's right. That's right. I mean, like I said, if you look at her background and you look at the policy that she herself has written. Okay, for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, it's there. It's all right there.
Yeah.
And you cannot be at that level. You cannot be at that level and stay there unless you really know your work.
Right. And how long was she there?
My goodness. Well, let's see.
Ballpark.
Hold on a second. I won't give you. I don't want to do that.
Well, it's okay. Your ballpark's better than my best guess, so.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I was looking up something different.
Hold on. She was at, I'm trying to figure out when exactly she started her career. She did miscellaneous-related water resource work experience from 85 to 94. So there's 9 years. She spent the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes of the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming from 1988 to 1992. She was the executive director of the Wind River Environmental Quality Commission, tribal water engineer. Okay, so she, so to do that, just to do that before she joined, really joined the federal government. From 1994 to 1999 is when she was the special assistant to Ada Deer, Assistant Secretary, Office of Secretary of Indian Affairs. She represented multiple forums herself. So obviously she had to know her material on tribal government for the Department of Interior. She wrote American Indian Treaty Rights, Federal Tribal Trust Responsibilities, and the Endangered Species Act in 1997. She chaired the Taos Pueblo Federal Water Rights Negotiation Team and produced the first settlement assessment document. She represented the Asia on the Intergovernmental Panel effort known as the Clean Water Act Plan and coordinated the development of guidelines for and completion of the tribal watershed assessment reports for the panel, for the entire panel, are on any, the Western and Water Policy Commission
board. Are any of these tribes...
So this is that, a decade of...
Yeah, are any of them happy with the results that she's come up with? I mean, is she actually helping the tribes?
The government. The government
comes out on top, yeah. But
she also, 99 through 2002, she was the U.S. Department of Commerce, National Marine Fisheries Service in Portland, Oregon. So she's a lifer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lifer for the federal government.
Well, thanks to her, we can still get endangered species salmon at Costco. That's probably her handiwork right there.
And we can. That's actually not a joke. That's true.
I like mine poached.
God, it's unbelievable. Well, we're just
speaking of poaching.
Yeah. Speaking of poaching, we're just buried in this stuff. You know, every time we turn around, we have, you know, some other. And more than like 20 years for Indian water rights. So 10 years mm-hmm. with the U.S. government, 20 years with Indian water rights.
Thirty years. I would say right at 30 years, basically most of her adult life.
So the idea that she just got herself tangled in the rope and just couldn't figure it out and advised them throughout this whole process incorrectly and in a way in which they would actually lose, probably not likely.
And working for NOAA, didn't include that in this last little bit, you know, where she served as a hearing officer and an administrative law judge for hearings about the Endangered Species Act in Central and Western Oregon and Washington.
God, we have some people here locally that are going to get dragged before the NOAA judge. So that would have been her. Wow.
That would have been her.
And you get a super fair, obviously, if NOAA has cited you and Fish and Wildlife and then here the state Fish and Game, they all pile on together and then you get to defend yourself in front of a NOAA judge that would be somebody like Dr. Kate.
That's right. So think about that that level of expertise.
Yeah.
That level of expertise. Do you think she's poor?
Highly unlikely that she's just penniless, traveling the country, peddling her expertise to save the country. Yeah. It just kind of blows apart the minute you start looking at all this.
Here's your sign.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a bridge we want to sell them to. the other thing is, so, okay, here in our, if we take a quick break, we've got, probably have a good 20 minutes of air time left. Let's go into some of the conservative stuff. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Dr. Kate's fake conservative stuff, because we've done all the, her, like matched her government expertise with her apparent inability to defend people against the government. So we know that's fake, but it'd be fun to look at her conservative credentials, because those are actually, that's where you actually kind of go, I don't know, maybe she's not an operator. Maybe she's just a crazy person, because that stuff is really nutty. And we,
but you must remember there are no credentials. There are no conservative credentials.
Yeah, true.
She's just going off, you know, off the fly off of what she thinks a conservative wants to hear.
Well, and she picked the like the birther movement to kind of make her foray in there, and people just really solidly got behind her. I thought, and the more I read, the more I thought, gosh, you know, folks, don't you read? Anyway, it's a little bit, and the Usurpathon, we've got to do that too, because that's loads of fun. We'll get people, that's on link 32, just by the, I told you 32 before, folks, and I kind of lied because that wasn't the right one. But 32 is the right one for that.
It's once again, what is every blue-blooded American in the country, when he first took office, he wasn't an American citizen. Remember, everyone wanted to see his birth certificate.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So how best to make people think that you're on their side than to try to go after the same thing that they just feel without a shadow of a doubt that he is not an American citizen.
And get the people that are super hardcore, too.
Yes. And even if he weren't, you think that she would be able to find that information out? Do you think any one person, if he's served two terms, people that put him in office, the real people behind who put him in office and have done all of their due diligence with a person like that? Don't you think they know that already?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing with the timing, back in 2009, I mean, myself included, many of us had not been activists. We hadn't been activists at all, so we were brand new to that game. So if you have somebody who's spent 30 years with the government and knows the system inside and out, the one common...
He knows how to manipulate the people without them knowing that you're, you're being manipulated.
Because the one common thread is none of us really knew a lot about the government. So she steps in with all this expertise and is on the same team. It was easy for her to create a following, I would think.
Very,
Bob, are you ready for us?
Very sad.
All right, we've got a couple fun songs coming. And we'll be right back with Ginger Rogers. We're going to talk about Dr. Kate's conservative credentials. This is the fun part. Be right back.
Jump up! Get it! Hey. Devil with the blues, that's blues, that's blues, that's devil with the blues, that's
song. Ooh, yeah!
Devil with the blues, that's blues, that's blues, that's devil with the blues, that's song.
And all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud.
Cowgirl, all right.
Indeed. How about those cowgirls?
Yeah.
We like the real ones.
Yahoo.
Fake ones we have no interest in. So, Dr. Kate's conservative stuff really, really kicked off in 2009. I didn't find anything prior to that. Is that about right?
That's about right. I mean, she really kind of left the federal government in around 2002 and then started reinventing herself. Probably before that, but really started getting out there and marketing herself in about 2009.
Okay. Yeah, she...
I like the use of the devil in the blue dress and the cowgirls music for Montana cowgirls.
Bob always themes up our music nicely. It makes us less angry. You know, we don't want to send people out on a Sunday afternoon and have them all angry. Or a Monday afternoon, for that matter. People could be driving, for heaven's sakes.
Swerve off the road and hurt somebody.
Okay, without further delay here.
And a Prius.
The Usurpathon. That was it's really funny. This was and I'm literally reading this off the site. This is link number 32 off the Dr. Kate page. This was the biggest failure of all attempts to organize a mass gathering of birthers.
On July 3rd, 2010, Dr. Kate Vandemore, who publishes the blog Dr. Kate's View, announced a new protest to be known as the Usurpathon, a rolling velvet revolution to remove the usurper at all. It's like, okay, how funny is that? Billed as a gathering of many from each of the 50 states, Dr. Kate asked her followers to join in the planning for the event to be held September 6th through 9th. I like the part about, let's see.
Oh, this sounds like a huge deal.
She was asking for as many patriots as possible to join us in person.
Nationwide.
Good, only two people showed up, right?
Yes. And there's a picture of them.
One was wearing a fur coat and the other one was petting it.
Oh, my God.
The third person. The third person couldn't show up because they were hugging the tree outside.
That's right.
True story. Well, she says they're going to join us in person, blah, blah, blah. It's the Constitutional Accountability Project. She said Americans across the country are uniting. Wait a second. Getting to my favorite part. Oh, she begged her readers, patriots, please spread the word. Let's see. Oh, they're going to gather 10,000. That was fun, too. Help us gather 10,000 patriots across the country who will rotate to the Capitol for a rolling revolution. And she goes on and on. This was going to remove the Obama administration. They were literally going to go in and, like, overthrow the government, I guess. So here, this posting that I'm reading off the, I think it's Montana Cowgirl blog. I just cut it out and put it on the bottom of the page. But it says, are you getting the feeling she wanted many thousands of protesters to gather? The Seditionist News blog also did its part to publicize the event by doing an interview with her. She announced that she obtained permits from the five jurisdictional agencies we have to deal with, and that was taken care of quite a bit of time ago. However, when the day finally came for the usurpathon to begin, two people showed up.
Again, when we're talking about, so this just bleeds right into her conservative Tea Party side, okay? There's people are starting to question, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are so savvy now, so tech-savvy.
Yeah,
we get information so quickly, and we don't know what to believe sometimes. We're not sure if it's real, what's live, and what's Memorex.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we get so much information. So, you know, we're starting to question, because the way things are going, we're really starting to question the federal government's intent. And with this president, of course, you know, the change has been, yes, we're changing into a socialistic society and a one-world global governance. And people are starting to hear about Agenda 21, which was done many years ago. But they're starting to hear how we're going to a different type of government with less independence and more federal control. And she bleeds right into that.
Well, it's interesting because if you look,
trust her.
Well, if you look at who showed up, because the capper on this is two people showed up and joined Dr. Kate. Actually, there were six people there for the opening ceremonies and the candlelight vigil. Dr. Kate and her two followers, two officers of the U.S. Park Service, and a member of the Fogbow, which is of some blog, with a camera. She told them that any more than three people, a permit might be requested, and she convinced one of her headliners there, who is, I guess, a convicted felon, this guy named James Manning, that the intent was never really to draw a crowd. it's like, oh, wait a minute. And there are all sorts, I guess there's a usurpathon, hateathon blog that somebody put together, and there's all sorts of stuff about this. I'd never heard about it, but that's hilarious.
So, you know, I think that someone might be, it might behoove someone to look into also Terry Bax, who's her CPA, who seems to be her assistant, I guess you would say.
Terry who?
Montana Cowgirl. Terry Bax.
Bax, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She does a little work with Dr. Kate Lowe.
Oh, well, anybody who's doing any work with Dr. Kate Lowe should be looked at, scrutinized.
So, but you've got to think about something else, about Montana Cowgirl. Who is that?
Yeah, who
okay,
is that?
So is that? So maybe somebody should really do an ISP address and find out who Montana Cowgirl really is.
Yeah, because, you know, the tactic now with all these guys is to to send themselves death threats and then claim that people, you know, are committing hate crimes against them, and it turns out it's their own, it's them.
Yes.
So this would be perfect because a lot of the cowgirl blog is supposedly, you know, accusing her of not being who she says. Well, that would make sense. God, she's the agent of the double agent of... This is one of those movies that you turn off because you can't figure out who's really who.
Okay, so Kaiser Soulfe.
Yeah, exactly.
Usual suspects.
Yeah, you get so wound into it, it's like, wait a second. Wasn't that guy... Wait, who's he working for again? It's amazing. And so besides the sport of it all, which I'm sure there is for her... She just moves from place to place and has people convinced that she's there to help them so she can kind of soften everything up before the government rolls in to round them up.
Right.
We're going to keep with our Western theme there.
You know, if they actually had an idea, a council that could possibly defuse something that the government is trying to do, she would be the first one to know about it. So they can make sure that they, whatever loophole there was to maybe keep them from taking it over. She will be the first one to know about it.
Oh, yeah. And how does that work? Well, I mean, yeah, okay. Some activists are fairly well informed. However, she seems to be on the inside track of both sides.
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't typically happen.
Yeah, but you would think at some point,
you know, that's why she gets the big bucks. That's why she has the level of players that she's had around her.
But why do you think it's taken so much time for people to figure this out? Because it doesn't look like they have figured it out yet.
Well, I think that because we are, for the most part, all of us are a bit optimistic, and we want that we bury our heads in the sand, thinking that there will be someone else who will fix this for us. There will always be somebody else that will stick their neck out and hope it doesn't get cut off.
Right.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, I think that's starting to swing the other way. I mean, look at, you know, in light of what happened down there in San Bernardino, which was a real tragedy, you had a next-door neighbor that was afraid to speak out because they didn't want to get labeled as a racist or, you know, it was just, you know, uncool to rat a neighbor out, and look what happened. And I think you're going to start seeing more people stepping up like yourself that are going to speak out.
Yes, but you have some other things that are keeping people from stepping out. For example, you think about CSKT, okay? We're talking about not just $1 million. We're talking billions of dollars worth of contracts,
okay? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Weapons contracts. Do you think that if one Indian, just one Indian, would come to you and tell you what they're doing here, that their lives, their families' lives, would be in danger?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, on the other Indian reservations where things like this might be happening, they're getting federal funds.
Yeah.
They're federally funded.
Yeah, we're financing
it. They'll lose their money. They'll lose their money, so they're afraid to say anything.
And you're right. You're talking about a lot of money. I mean, money that, you know, I'd say probably 99% of the population has never seen before. I mean, it's a huge amount of money, and that is a concern. But when you look at where we're going as a nation, I think people have got to realize if we don't turn this thing around, we are going to be a socialist country, and we are not going to have a constitution anymore, one that means anything.
That's right. Well, you know, and I have a deeper concern that we may experience our own caliphate here as a result of allowing the non-transparent government to do leases for 75 years to foreign governments like Turkey, and then being laughed out of court and being laughed out of Montana, saying that Turkey wasn't, you know, that they're our allies when they are not necessarily our allies.
No, they're not.
Well, our allies shift by the day, and it depends on what we call them and what color their sneakers are at the time. I mean,
that's right. And you don't know who within that group may be calling themselves an ally, but they may be Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly.
Okay, which is not our ally. They want to destroy us.
Let's face it, when we show up in foreign countries to talk policy and our U.S. position with James Taylor on our side to sing kumbaya to the
guy
the
who rides a girl bike.
We're in serious trouble. This has got to get turned around.
Turkey really has, and this is all, you know, some things, it's kind of funny how they've left the information out there because, you know, it's not, you can find where they've taken a lot of the Indians over to Turkey and wined and dined and basically shared information with them and gone back and forth to, you know, share information about weapons and, you know, the relationships that they're pursuing with the Native American tribes. Why would they be doing that?
For the same reason the environmentalists do it.
They're only doing it too on with the Indian reservation that have uranium minerals. Okay, there's over 500 Indian reservations, I think, and 300 and something tribes. How come they don't have leases with any of them?
That's kind of scary.
This is a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And she is there to you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. She's keeping you from looking at the yellow cake road that leads to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, the yellow cake road. Bob, do you have a song for that? We need that. I think that would be at a premium. Let's take one last quick break and we'll finish up the hour and let our friend Ginger Rogers get back to her world. Thank you for sticking with us on this, because honestly, this is a story that cannot be told quickly. You can find all this information on wethepeopleradio.us. And please go prove it to yourself. We dare you.
To go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, "Hey, you gonna hang that on your door?" I said, "No, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart."
Happy Bob,
you just
killed me.
Christmas lights on my house, you know, the kind that blink on and off. My neighbor comes over and says, "Hey,
oh, Ginger, how's that?"
Who are you? That's perfect.
Oh yeah, well, see,
you have the best. You have the best breaks. We enjoy listening to your music.
We do. See, without Bob, the show's just boring. It's just a bunch of angry stuff that makes everyone crazy. It's just a blood pressure pill waiting to be taken.
Angry birds.
It's true.
It's funny. I just saw a video, in fact, last night with Shaq O'Neal wearing an Angry Birds shirt.
That's what we need. We need the Angry Birds
symbol.
That's true.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the thing is, this stuff is serious and dire and imminent, and I don't care what other words you want to throw at it. But honestly, I guess we've always kind of taken the approach that if we're just angry about it all the time, for one, we freak everybody out and they don't listen, so they don't learn anything. And angry people don't make good decisions. So yeah. I think if we're going to do something about all of this and we're going to ferret out people like Dr. Kate who are delivering us over to the evil empire, if you will, regardless of whether or not you think it's, you know, George Soros or the Turks or, you know, lots of potential heads of that whole program.
We've got to wake up. It's not about needing money. It's about power.
Yep. It's always about power and control. Which is sometimes the same thing, not always. Yeah. And so then, you know, as Dr. Kate, you know, masquerades as this truth teller and someone who's outing the Obama administration and all that stuff, It's interesting, though. She's not very good at it, but she has a fairly wide following. I mean, she's able to get in with the entire legislature. But if you read the memos, darn it, I switched pages. It was 16, maybe? Hold on. 25, I lied. if you look at link number 25, they were Dr. Kate emails to a professor, John, I don't know if he's Mitesh or Medesh or whatever. He's from Montana Tech. And she lines out, that was back in 2014, and she lines out her credentials. I'm willing to offer my technical assistance to the working group as an expert in the quantification of Federal Reserve water rights, particularly with regard to those Federal Reserve rights belonging to Indian tribes. I've attached my resume.
That is exactly what she wants to do, to get herself out there so that people, you know, will go, oh, this is who we need to, you know, to protect us and represent us. And she is absolutely... That's like going to the federal government that's trying to impose regulations and saying, help me, will you protect me and represent me?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she lines in that memo, it's short, it's a two-pager, link 25 is a little two-pager, but and it's an actual copy of the email and all that. It isn't just our opinion about it, but it says, you know, by way of full disclosure, I'm an unpaid volunteer consultant to the Concerned Citizens of Western Montana. That's all in caps. So apparently that's some group, an organization that opposes the compact as written in its present form. However, I'd be offering my services to the working group as a professional individual without any references to that position, plans, or philosophies of Concerned Citizens. And I would be representing Concerned Citizens in this presentation. I mean, And then she lines out all these different things that she knows about. Now the rest of these folks are like, what's happening to us? It's new for them. So she looks like a find.
Yeah, she does. But because who else, you know, if you think about it, you're in trouble, you need help, mm-hmm. you need somebody with that kind of expertise, but you need someone with that kind of expertise that's on the outside. And unfortunately, in the EPA, the NOAA, everywhere, you know, that's part of the problem. There's very few legal counsel that have the expertise that they have now within the federal government. So there's few to pick from, and you should really do your homework and make sure that the person that you're picking didn't previously work in that entity where they have, you know, the opportunity to make everything, all of your money go away and not help them.
Yeah, deliver. Basically, she is the deliverer, you know.
Yeah.
She wraps.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, you know, it's a perfect Christmas theme. She wraps them up, puts a bow on them, and sends them in the stockings.
But Albert Einstein said it best. The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil like her, but by those who watch them without doing anything.
Yep.
So take this, whoever's listening, as a warning. You know, pay attention. Do your homework.
Yep.
Not everyone out there that pretends to be your friend is your friend.
Exactly. And if people have questions about any of this, or you see any of this that appears to be incorrect or whatever, please send us an email. WeThePeopleRadio.us has all this stuff posted. Bill's email, my email, our phone numbers, everything's right there. So if you think this is inaccurate or whatever, let us know and we'll double check it. But all these are documents. It's not opinion.
Nope, facts are facts.
But we did try to make it fun for you. It's always fun to learn about scary, dangerous, boring things, potentially boring things, in a fun and informative
That's
way.
That's right. Thank you, Ginger, for coming on, and maybe we can
Thank
do it
you.
Again as things heat up.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Hey, have a great what's left of your day, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys. We'll be back next week. Find us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us. Always looking for good shows, always looking for fun sponsors. Talk to you later.